It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 23rd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is pedantic, spelled P-E-D-A-N-T-I-C. Pedantic is an adjective. It describes someone or something that exhibits the characteristics of a pedant, that is, a person who often annoys other people by correcting small errors and giving too much attention to minor details. Pedantic also means narrowly, stodgily, and often ostentatiously learned. Here's the word used in a sentence from IndieWire by Wilson Chapman. Published in 1818, Frankenstein, or The Modern Prometheus, is a terrifying, thought-provoking novel about the nature of humanity and the consequences of bringing life into the world. The titular character, as many a pedantic fan will have you know, isn't the monster, but his creator, Victor Frankenstein. In Shakespeare's day, a pedant was a male schoolteacher. The word's meaning was close to that of the Italian pedante, from which the English word was adapted. Someone who was pedantic was simply a tutor or teacher. But some instructional pedants of the day must have been pompous and dull, because by the early 1600s, both pedant and pedantic had gained extended senses applying to anyone who was obnoxiously and tediously devoted to their own academic acumen. When describing arguments, pedantic can be used for instances when one relies too heavily on minor details as a way to show off one's intelligence. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.